I'm talking today with Dwight Wages. He is from the Southern Stars Symphonic Brass. They are a professional instrumental ensemble of 30 musicians playing cornets, alto horns, flugelhorn, baritone, euphonium, trombones, and tubas, and complemented by four percussionists on a full battery of percussion equipment. Welcome, Dwight. I'm so looking forward to talking to you today.
Thank you. Yep.
You have an awesome T-shirt on. This is not a visual media, but I will try to describe it. But the T-shirt says "Weapon of Brass Destruction." I love that. I think that's so fun. Was that a gift?
With a picture of a trumpet on it.
Yes, with a picture of a trumpet on it.
Yes. Well, it was my son gave that to me, which I thought was clever.
That is fantastic. So talk to us a little bit about the Southern Stars Symphonic Brass.
Well, brass bands are, for most people, unique. Mm-hmm. They're primarily started in Britain, migrated here to the U.S., and now there's probably something like 50 brass bands around the U.S., but they're generally in metropolitan areas.
Right.
So for one to be in, they call it a smaller arena as we're in, it's really unusual. I kind of would, most people know about the Cumberland County Playhouse.
Sure.
And they would publicize themselves in the kind of the same way. We're this unique thing, but we're doing big time stuff.
Right.
And that it's very professional, even though we're in a small place. And that's really kind of how I formulated the group. But that type of music, it throws people off. If they see the name symphonic, then you got people say, well, it must be violins, it must be violas.
Yeah.
They're used to that, and you're going to play Brahms and Beethoven. I'm sorry, we're not, but the reason symphonic is used because we play with the finesse and quality of an orchestra.
Sure.
And we can do, you know, Beethoven. Well, we wouldn't do Beethoven, but Tchaikovsky, right. You know, that type of thing. But we do a wide variety of music, and I pull my musicians from really Eastern and Middle Tennessee. So I've got people drive 3.5 hours one way just to come to a rehearsal.
Right.
And
so if you were to throw out recognizable names of musicians, recognizable names of composers who do the kind of music you're doing with a symphonic brass band.
Gershwin would be one who would be, you know, semi-classical. Gershwin, we have done 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky.
Mm-hmm.
Those are unusual, at least the big name stuff like that. We're doing mostly a lot. We do a lot of marches. We do patriotic music. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of John Williams for the movie music.
Of course.
Okay. And we do music written specifically for brass band, which most people would have never heard before because they don't go to brass band concerts.
Right.
And there's really our challenge, and that's why I appreciate the opportunity to have people be aware of what we do, is that people think of a brass band and they think, oh, I went and saw Guys and Dolls, and there was a Salvation Army brass band in there with a bass drummer and a cornet, right?
Yeah.
And they thought they sounded terrible. So they immediately don't have an interest. So our challenge is getting people in the seats. In fact, I give away a guarantee. If you don't like my concert, I give you your money back. And I've never, in 17 years, never had anybody ask for their money back.
Right, so you're winning people over with the musicality of the type of music you all
sure
are playing.
We play a wide variety. I guess that's what I'd say. If I sat here and tried to think of a bunch of different composers, I'd be stumbling around a little bit. I would just say we play patriotic music, we play movie music, we play TV themes, we do semi-classical at times, and sacred music. Mm-hmm. We'll play a wide variety. So anybody comes to our concert, it's not just one thing.
Right. They're getting a whole range of.
They may not like it all. Yeah, but they don't dislike it, but they might say, oh, I recognize that and I liked it.
Oh, okay. That's fantastic. So we're going to take a break in just a little bit, and then we'll come back. But I would love to know how you got involved in when did you become a musician?
Oh, guys, I've been a musician since the fifth grade.
Okay.
Playing my horn. I got it, and I've continued basically. I'm 78 years old. So I just keep playing, you know, as long as I could do it. In my case, setting up a brass band, and I don't have to travel. The rather people have to travel to me, as opposed to where I've been before, like in Cincinnati and up in Toronto. I traveled to go to play with those brass bands there. But I've always been a musician. That's why, and I really like this particular genre of ensemble, just because it's unique. And I like to have people be surprised and think, like, God, I have no idea a bunch of brass players could sound so good.
So good. That's fantastic. All right, we're going to take a short break, but we're going to come back. We're talking with Dwight Wages today of the Southern Stars Symphonic Brass. So, Dwight, when you first started the Southern Stars Symphonic Brass, who were some of when we were off mic, you mentioned a couple of local folks who I'm familiar with, and they're all great.
Right, right. Well, when I was driving down here to settle in Fairfield Glade, my wife said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "I'm going to start a brass band." "Well, how are you going to get the musicians?" I said, "Well, I think they must have a professor's over here at Tech." So I called and got a hold of Charlie Decker, since we're both trumpet players. And Charlie says, "This is a great idea." He says, "But you'll never get anybody to pay to come to your concerts, because my concerts cost me $7,000 to put on.
Right.
It's not inexpensive because the musicians I pay."
Sure.
But Charlie Decker performed with us, Greg Danner, Jeff Hauser, not Jeff.
Josh
Hauser.
Yeah.
And of course, Decker. And I had these professors, and I still have Chris McCormick performing with me. We have Catherine Adushi was the trumpet professor for a while, interimly. And you have a new trumpet professor, Cassie McDonald, just joined this year, and she is performing.
Oh, fantastic.
So I dig into TTU whenever I can, and that goes for the musicians of the alumni as well.
Right.
I figured it out. About half of the band has a connection to TTU. So you folks from Cookville need to come on up the mountain.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, there's just so much talent, and, you know, the things that are going on, I think you're right. Sometimes you think with Crossville, it's only the Cumberland County Playhouse. But I have a friend who's teaching at the high school. She's doing, you know, theater there. There's music going on. I mean, there's just so much going on.
Is that Elaine?
Yes. Yeah.
She knows her well because we do our concerts.
Oh,
have
fantastic.
Done them at Cookville.
She's one of my favorite people, and we've done so much theater together over the many years. She is great. Tell me a little bit about. You have a concert coming up in September, Sunday, September 21st.
That's
at
correct.
3 p.m. Tell us a little bit about that.
Concert will be at Cumberland County High School's new 1,200-seat auditorium. So
And
it's got great views. There's nothing encumbered, and the acoustics are terrific. And we are the name of the concert is The Best of Brass. Of course, we like to think we're performing and be considered best of brass music. And that concert is at 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. It's usually a nice open spot, unless you're into the NFL football games. But anyway, we try to get the husbands torn away from their football game. Tell people, everybody has a recorder. What do you do?
Yeah,
do you
for
care?
Sure.
But anyway, we're doing a concert of wide variety of music. And if I can just tick off some of these titles
please
for people,
do.
Because so we're doing a march right off the bat, which most people recognize with bands like this. We have a cornet duet of the two ladies who are the trumpet professors. I have been there. Softly As I Leave You, which is from some movie. I don't remember what it is. And then we're doing Circle of Life from The Lion King. For a little more kind of semi-classical, we're doing a piece called Jupiter, which is from Gustav Holst's Planet. So he has a whole series.
Sure.
He's got Mars and everything else in it. Gabriel's Oboe, which is from the movie The Mission, which I don't know was a big hit movie, but quite beautiful.
It's a beautiful movie. It's certainly a favorite of mine.
Well, it's a great piece. And then we're ending the first half with The Wizard of Oz, the original. Now, it's not The Wiz or the latest versions. There's been several. This is the original music that you would have. And then we're doing a piece of what I call this real brass band music. No one will have heard this, I can almost guarantee you, but it's a very high energy type of piece that we use to try to demonstrate what a brass band's play. And then we're doing Lullaby of Birdland. Now that's going to be a flugelhorn solo by Chris McCormick from TTU.
So talented.
Tico Tico, which is the Latin piece. We encourage people, if you want to dance in the aisles, we look for you. Explosion Polka by Johann Strauss, and When the Saints Go Marching In will end the concert.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And that's going to be on Sunday, September 1st at 3 p.m. And what is the cost?
Adult tickets are $22. Students are free up through the university age. And you can buy a season ticket for $30 for all three concerts. And there's one in March and there's another one in May. A real value if you want to get your calculator out. It's like $17 a ticket
if
you
buy it like that. And if a family wanted to bring up and they've got some school-age kids, it's great that the kids can come for free. That's fantastic.
That's right.
All right, we're going to take another short break. But when we come back, we're going to continue talking about Southern Stars Symphonic Brass and the many talented musicians that you work with. Once again, I'm talking with Dwight Wages, and we'll be right back. Once again, I'm talking with Dwight Wages of the Southern Star Symphonic Brass. Now, I was looking through some of the notes that I had received about this, and it happens to mention that the Southern Star Symphonic Brass is a 501c3 nonprofit. So that means that people can donate to you if they choose to.
Good point. I'm glad you brought that.
I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, we're happy to take anybody who wants has too much money in their IRA distribution and they've got to get rid of it. We welcome you to do that. We use our money for scholarships. I gave away two $2,000 scholarships, one to TTU and one to MTSU for a music
much
student.
Appreciated, of course.
And we contribute to the schools themselves for music instruments that they may need. And we ran something we were very proud of, and the Rotary did very well with us. Is we did a thing called Lonely Instruments for Kids, Lynx.
Okay.
So it's a Lynx program, Lonely Instruments Needing Kids. Okay, so you got something at home, doesn't do you any good sitting in the attic, but a kid at school could use it whose parents can't afford to even rent an instrument. So we collected about and had them refurbished, which the Rotary at Fairfield paid for. And we gave them like would have been $30,000 worth of instruments if they had to be purchased new. And so we try to do projects like that. We do a Christmas concert. We give it away free admission for everybody. We take up a free will offering, and then we give money away to a couple charitable nonprofits.
That's
part of our heritage that we feel we have to do for the community.
That's fantastic. Now, I also, you had mentioned one other thing before we started the interview today, and I didn't want to pass it by, about the Tennessee State Legislature honoring the Southern Star Symphonic Brass by naming the organization as the official brass band of Tennessee. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, yes. Well, we're very proud of that because—
Oh, and well, you should be.
It turned out— They do have to vote on this in the Senate and in the House, just like they would a regular bill.
Right.
And I remember reading a few of the comments. It was like a regular bill, you know, where they're hashing it out over.
Right.
Like, why should we do this for these guys? Why should we? Someone will have to do it for somebody else, et cetera. But we are, and I guess once we have that, they can't take it away from
us. That's right.
And, you know, so it's one of the things that we're proud to be able to have, and there were various reasons why they thought we were deserving of that.
I just think it's impressive that you got the legislature to agree on something.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
So that's fantastic. The official brass band of Tennessee, that is truly a great honor.
Yep.
So in addition to the concert that's coming up on September 21st at 3 p.m., that will take place at Cumberland County High School's brand new 1,200-seat auditorium, what else is coming up in the future?
Okay, we have two additional concerts in this series, March the 1st. The title is March Madness.
Okay.
Which it will be at that time for basketball, for sure.
Sure.
But as implied in this, we won't play a concert of all marches, but you will have a fill of different type of marches from different eras, for example. March the or May the 3rd is the last concert, and I've named that Musical Potpourri, which just means you're going to get a smattering of things from different areas. I don't know that I've done it by – I have done concerts by themes from different countries.
Right.
I haven't even thought about what the music would be, frankly, at this point in time.
Well, that's pretty far in the future.
Yeah, it is. But there, if you missed our first concert, we're big on deals. So we have what we call our short season, which would be for the last two concerts. Mm-hmm. So you can buy that for $35. So now we're down to a real bargain compared to paying $22 for each concert. $44, sure. You get it for $35. And we'd love to see you at any time, anywhere, any place. And it's a great auditorium to go to. And can I just give my phone number? Because people here may want to call and make contact. So my number is 931-484-6939. And I welcome a call to provide any information you may wish to have about our concerts.
Well, once again, I was talking with Dwight Wages of the Southern Star Symphonic Brass, who are, in fact, the official brass band of Tennessee. They have a concert coming up on Sunday, September 21st at 3 p.m. at Cumberland County High School's brand new auditorium. And Dwight, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I look forward to hearing you play music again.
Good.
I will try to make it up there. I'm afraid I may have a rehearsal. I'm doing the Shakespeare thing right now, and I think I might have a rehearsal on the 21st, but if I don't, I'll come up. I'd love to hear.
Well, we'll see you in one of the others.
And I love all and those many of those musicians you mentioned. They're all so talented, and it was an absolute pleasure talking with you today.
Thank you, Mike.